Welcome back to Conversations Different, a podcast from the Santa Fe New Mexican. I am your host, Inez Russell Gomez, and this week we are talking about hospitality, specifically hospitality in downtown Santa Fe. One sure place to be helped out when you're wandering around the plaza, whether you're a local or a visitor, is at the Bienvenidos Welcome Booth right on the plaza. Here to talk about it is Joella Mortellaro, who is Executive Director of Bienvenidos Welcome Booth. Welcome, Joella.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a great pleasure.
I remember when I used to edit the magazines here, we did a story once on the Welcome Booth for our Bienvenidos, our visitor's guide. And one of the funniest stories was someone being asked at what elevation deer became elk.
That has been a long time story. Don't know if it's true, but could be.
That's right.
You know, you just never know.
No, I have met tourists who ask some very strange things. And I know when I went to college back east for graduate school, they believed that jackalopes were real animals. So I can imagine the people who volunteer at the booth get all sorts of questions.
We get some crazy questions all the time. One in particular, somebody was coming in from through Taos, coming into Santa Fe, and they came to the booth that afternoon and said, you know, we saw all these people praying under the trees as you come just before Cuesta. And we kept thinking, what in the world could they possibly have been doing? And what it was is they were picking piñon from the trees. They thought they were praying.
You should say, if you see a Folgers coffee can, they're not praying.
They're not praying, exactly.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
That must have been a good piñon year, because that doesn't happen all the time.
That's so true, and I don't know how good it is today.
Yeah. Well, it rained a lot, and usually when it's wet, we at least have some places where we can get, you know.
That's right.
Because of snow. So first of all, why don't we just explain to people listening, what is the Bienvenidos Welcome Booth?
Well, Bienvenidos, our actual name is Bienvenidos Visitor Information. We have been around, little history here. We've been around since 1961.
And that's as old as me.
Yay! and some folks decided that they felt there was a need to hand out rack cards and maps, etc., from the plaza. So they started doing that with the help of using the rack cards from La Fonda. So La Fonda is a beginning part of our history out there. So they started doing that, created a board of directors, got all these people to volunteer. At that time, they had 100 members, and it just continued strong all through those years. The mid-70s, we moved into the First National 1870 Bank, and that's where we still are today, greeting and meeting visitors from all over the world.
And this is an operation that is run entirely by volunteers, isn't that 100%. Right?
100%. We're all volunteers, my position to my entire board and every single member.
How many volunteers do you have today?
Right now we have just under 100.
And do you need more?
Always.
So one thing, if people are curious about Santa Fe and want to learn more, joining, this might be a great way to find out more about the place you live.
Exactly. It's exactly it. And you know, a lot of times they move into town and they're afraid that they get into the booth and they're not going to know. But we cover a lot of bases within our organization. There's a training that happens. It's ongoing training constantly. So you will learn very quickly the things to do in Santa Fe and the surrounding area.
And I bet one of the biggest questions people get is, where are the bathrooms?
Always. Always. And it's really funny because sometimes when the big buses come in and you see they open the doors and there's 50, 60 people coming off the bus and they're all heading towards our booth because they drop them right there on the corner of Lincoln. And oh my gosh. So we always say, okay, who needs the restroom? That's the first thing. So we get through the crowd right away very quickly. But yeah, that's the first thing they ask many times, all day long, every day.
And now there's actually a public restroom on Water Street. So there
Absolutely.
Is a place to send them besides some poor hotel that isn't being compensated for keeping clean restrooms for people who aren't their guests.
That's right. Right. Yeah. Exactly.
What led you to become involved with Bienvenidos?
Well, when I moved here 13 years ago this year, I just felt the need to get out and do something. I didn't know at that time what. So I called the Chamber of Commerce and said, what volunteer opportunities are there in Santa Fe? And that's where Bienvenidos came up. One of my neighbors was a member, and I said, can I come? And I went. So the day I went to a luncheon that they hold monthly, I joined that day, and I got on the board that day.
Oh, my goodness.
In a position. I figured one great way to figure out what this organization does is join them.
Right?
Yeah.
And that's diving straight in.
Absolutely. Both feet.
Oh, goodness. What was your biggest surprise that you learned, maybe not about the group, but about Santa Fe?
Well, you know, I think that the misconception, I think a lot of times when people think that there's, it's a different country.
So that still happens?
That still happens. I mean, just this last summer, they asked, where could they exchange their U.S. dollars for pesos?
Yep.
Do you need a passport? And I'm like, did you come with one?
Well, it's kind of funny. Like, how did you get here?
Yeah.
You didn't need one at the airport.
Exactly. Yeah. So true. So, yeah, that one really has always surprised me because it continues to happen.
It is a mystery. I always joke that back east, they can't tell New Mexico and Arizona apart. And I always say, well, I don't remember which one's Iowa and which one's Illinois, so I guess we're all geography challenged in this country.
You know, that is so true. Just like Ohio and Iowa.
Yeah, those vowel states. It gets me confused. No,
yes.
That's not fair. I think what's kind of, I don't know if it's annoying, but it's interesting if you're from Santa Fe and from New Mexico, is the idea that you're foreign, though.
Right.
And that you're not part of the United States. And it's like, where do you think the A-bomb was invented? You know, maybe Oppenheimer will change that perception.
Well, and I think they just forget to say the new in New Mexico.
Yeah.
They really focus on Mexico. And I think that that's really what is the challenge for most. They just think Mexico, and that's it.
Yeah, and we were Nuevo Mexico, I think, before Mexico was actually a country. So
correct.
Our name predates.
It does.
So we're almost old Mexico if you looked at it that way.
Yes, that's very true.
Yeah, that's funny. When is the booth open?
The booth opens this year, May 6th, and we open at 9:30 in the morning. We do a big ribbon cutting. I have a lot of guests that join us. It's, you know, cake and celebration, and it's just lots of fun, and we do it every single year.
All right. And with that, we'll be back in a moment with more Conversations Different.
Thanks, Inez. This is Patrick Dorsey, publisher of the Santa Fe New Mexican. We hope you're enjoying this episode of Conversations Different with Inez Russell Gomez. Great local content is only possible with a talented staff dedicated to bringing you the best local content possible. For that staff to do its work, we need your support by subscribing to the Santa Fe New Mexican. If you're already a subscriber, thank you. And if not, there's never been a better time to subscribe. In addition to our home-delivered newspaper that comes with full digital access, we also provide digital-only subscriptions for SantaFeNewMexican.com. We'll also be releasing more online-only audio and video programming moving forward. The Santa Fe New Mexican has been here for nearly 175 years, and we want to continue being your source for local news and information. Visit us at SantaFeNewMexican.com/subscribe or call us at 505-986-3010. Thank you.
It's a new day in New Mexico, and the doors to boundless opportunity are open as tens of thousands of New Mexicans reach higher to pursue a dream, broaden their horizons, and retrain for a better job. With the New Mexico Lottery and Opportunity Scholarships, you could build yourself a better future anywhere in the state. You put in the hard work, we'll help with the costs. For eligibility details, visit reachhighernm.com.
We are back with Conversations Different, talking about the Bienvenidos booth that helps people learn about the place they're visiting and sometimes the place they live. Because I'm sure local people who are out and about, maybe taking relatives who are visiting, stop by and ask questions.
They do. I mean, and they stop by even when they're not looking for just places to, you know, go to lunch, go to dinner, you know, what to do in Santa Fe. Sometimes they just want to know, do we know a realtor? They have friends that are coming in that are looking for that. Or do we know, where can they buy carpet? We know all those things. So we really are there to help the locals as well.
So what days are you open?
The days we are open are Monday through Sunday, 7 days a week.
I was going to say, so that's all week.
7 days a week.
Yep.
And our hours are 9:30 to 4:30 every day, except Sundays, 11 to 3. Well, I think the one thing they don't like is the lack of parking.
Yeah.
They don't like that. But then when they're here, we try to let them know we are such a walkable city that you really don't need a car. And we really suggest that they park in the lots as opposed to a meter. And it just makes their time much more enjoyable. You know, while they can shop, they can eat, and they don't have to worry about their car because they can walk everywhere.
Right, and you don't have to go back and feed the meter.
You don't have to go back and feed the meter. Although, if you want to feed a meter, there is a Park Mobile app that you can get that you can feed the meter from your restaurant.
Wow. So you can leave your car and then use your app and then just do it remotely.
Exactly.
Now, see, I live here. I had no idea.
Yep. It's a great little feature, and you just have to download the mobile app.
Wow. What are some other secrets that you know that you would like to share with us?
Oh boy, secrets. What could that possibly be? You know, I don't know if they're secrets, but it's just more fun things that, you know, that are happening all around. And, you know, I think everybody loves this margarita trail. That is such a big hit in Santa Fe for our visitors. Secrets, everybody does want to know, where do the locals eat?
Right.
They always want to know, where do the locals go? What do they do? You know, so those kind of things are just kind of, you know, we definitely want to fill them in on.
Does anyone ever come and say, what is Christmas?
Always.
Yeah. Yeah.
Always. Or just, what does red and green mean? They have no idea. What does that mean?
Yeah.
Red and green. Yeah. But, you know, when that does come up, you know, we always let our visitors know that there's a spice alert. Order it on the side. Because if you're unfamiliar with heat in spicy food, just order it on the site and test it out.
That's always wise. And, you know, and if you're really wanting to experiment, get a glass of milk.
Exactly.
Because that can help if it's too hot for you.
That's right. Oh, and another thing, too, that we do share with them is the altitude here.
Yes.
Being at 7,200 feet in elevation, it is a secret to drink water. People forget to drink water, and that will definitely help in the headaches and things like that that a person will get.
Yeah, one thing
of this
I found is that too many of my friends don't realize that one beer at 7,000 feet has a lot more punch than at sea level.
Yes.
So you have to really watch your alcohol intake.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, I got called once to meet some friends of mine at the hospital because he had gotten basically altitude sick and an alcoholic, you know, too much, it wasn't even too much alcohol, but it was just the wrong amount at the wrong time before he'd eaten. And they got pretty ill because of the altitude. So it really, you know, it can be a shock.
Yeah, it can. And we've had people come to the booth and we've had to call in paramedics because they are just, they're flush and they're not feeling well. And we get water for them right away and sit them down and, you know, just, but we've had to call paramedics to come in.
Wow.
And help them.
Well, that's nice that you're there to help. And it also, I think, is a reminder to wear a hat just because we're so close to the sun compared to places where visitors are from often.
That's right. We always wear a hat, walk around with your water bottle. Makes a big difference, and it'll be much more enjoyable than feeling nauseous and not feeling good.
Right. And now there's a restroom, so you drink too much water, you have relief.
So true.
Yes. Yeah, I used to have I would always park at the PRA parking lot across from the Capitol, walk down, and there'd always be like two bathroom stops at hotels, the library, I had like a list of places you could go that you didn't have to stop and eat or whatever, because there wasn't any public restroom back then. But now, of course, we have some, and that's a lot nicer.
Yeah, yeah, it is. And, you know, I'm so glad that, you know, as you mentioned earlier, the washrooms that the city put in there on Water Street, that has made such a difference, you know, for our visitors. But then, you know, La Fonda on the Plaza, they say, send them our way. We want them in here.
I think that is one of the great services of Santa Fe, because that is true. And they keep it clean, and it's nice, and no one bothers you if you go in there.
That's right. No, they want you there. They tell us. Yeah. Send them our way.
Wow. That was one of my stops.
Yeah.
I always knew if you were desperate, you could go to La Fonda, because sometimes even in the restaurants, they're either too busy or they just weren't open, you know, at different times.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's so true. And then they don't even, and if you're not having lunch or dinner there, they don't want you even going in there.
Yeah, and that's fair.
I mean, that is fair.
Because you're operating a business. I know some of the shops on the plaza were really facing a lot of use from people who just wanted to go use the restroom.
Yeah, that's true. So it's helped. It's made a big difference.
Well, that's exciting to hear. And obviously, people probably are more interested in finding out what museums to go to, you know, like you said, to eat like a local. What other questions do they want to know?
You know, they want to know, you know, how far it is to get to other places outside of Santa Fe. What is the driving distance? You know, how long will it take? A funny story I'll share with you. We have a list of locations throughout the state that shows the miles to get there. And an individual came up to the booth, and he was just like, woohoo, yay. He says, 71 miles to Vegas. Well, it's Las Vegas, New Mexico.
That's right.
So he was disappointed, but we got a big chuckle out of it. But no, I think things like that, they always want to know. And of course, Oppenheimer really just, for lack of a better word, exploded, you know, getting Los Alamos back on the map with people wanting to go there.
Yeah.
You know, a lot. So that's another real thing that everybody wants to know about. What's going on in Los Alamos? What else is there?
Right.
Once we get there.
That makes sense. And go look at the bridge where Klaus Fuchs, you know, gave away secrets and all of those kinds of things,
exactly.
too.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I always like to show people the little plaque where 108's Palace was, just to...
We do that all the time. There isn't a week that goes by that... and somebody couldn't find it one day, so one of the members just walked him over there.
Oh, that was nice. Yeah. So there's a lot of personal service, it sounds like.
A lot of personal service. I mean, we'll book hotels for you. We'll do all kinds of things for you from our phones.
Wow.
You know, we'll get things going for them just so, you know, they just, you know, especially folks that come in, foreigners, they just don't, they're really lost a lot of times. And many of our members they speak 4 to 5 languages.
Nice.
So it's really nice
that
they do that.
On that note, we'll take a quick break and be back soon with Conversations Different.
My name is Maria Jose Rodriguez Cadiz, and I am the executive director with Solace Sexual Assault Services. Our mission is to prevent sexual violence and empower survivors of sexual violence through restoring dignity, strength, and resiliency. For almost 51 years, Solace has reduced the impact of sexual violence. We do it by focusing on human rights, social justice, hope, and dignity. We believe survivors are experts in their own experiences and acknowledge that empowering them is crucial to their healing. Our advocacy, forensic interviewing, and therapy services are centered to their needs. Our sexual violence prevention programs in schools and community is just as important. Please check our website at findsolace.org. And if in need, you can call our 24/7 hotline, which is 800-721-7273. Your support is crucial to the lives of survivors. Thank you. Gracias.
we are back with Conversations Different, talking about what happens when visitors come to Santa Fe and they need help. They go to the Bienvenidos booth on the plaza. Joella Mortellaro runs the booth with all of the volunteers. And we were just talking in the break about what a big surprise is. And I guess it's when people see the Palace of the Governors.
Yes, it is very interesting. They come in with this conception or misconception that they're looking for a palace. Where is it? All I see are these brown, flat buildings. And that is the palace.
That's right. And like I always tell my friends when I bring them, that is the oldest public building in the United States. And it's been here a lot longer than a lot of the fancy places all over the country.
That's right. Yes, yeah. That's very true. But once they get in there, there's so much for them to see and enjoy. It's all worth it.
That's right. And it'll be reopened. It is reopened now and is new and refurbished. And I think everyone's going to be excited when they see it.
Well, I just saw it yesterday.
Oh, nice.
Bienvenidos members, I set up tours for all of us prior to our booth opening. So we toured the History Museum right into the Palace of the Governors yesterday. 30,000 square feet of amazing new exhibits to be seen. So very exciting.
That's going to be interesting. I always think when I go to other cities like Boston or, you know, historical places, that I wish we did a better public job telling our history. I really love the Freedom Trail with the little dots. And I kind of wish we had, like, you know, Pueblo Revolt Trail, yes. Spy Trail, and it would just be in the concrete. And I'm sure people ask you questions about all of those events.
They do. And I am the same way. I wish we had something like that. Now, you can find some things in the History Museum that talk about the revolt and all of the things. But to put it all together in that format would be fabulous. But I haven't seen that yet.
No, I'm going to keep writing editorials. We did enough and we got a public bathroom. I figure we'll keep doing that and maybe we'll get a history trail. Because I think one of the things that strikes me being on the plaza is like standing across from the booth, you know, people who participated in the revolt were hanged on that corner.
Yes.
You know, there were deaths, there were gun battles. It was not this static place for 400 years. And I think more of that history should be reflected.
I think so. I mean, it is a part of our history. It is what has happened. And we're not going to change that. No. That is our history.
How do you explain the box?
Oh, boy. Isn't it lovely?
It is. And I don't think it's ever going away. I've decided we're never going to be able to come to any understanding of what to do with that.
I don't know. I mean, we're hopeful that something's going to happen with it. I just think that when you have so many people involved in a decision like that, that's what may hold it up forever.
Yeah.
Is too many folks trying to make a decision that's right. And what's right?
Yeah.
It just needs to be something that represents the history or Santa Fe.
The paper's editorial position was just remove everything for now and then let something organically emerge because we'll figure it out maybe in 10 or 15 years. But in the meantime, do you want a box?
Yeah.
And I think that was the moment to do that was though almost right after, and we didn't, and now it's there, and I think it's going to take a lot one way or the other to get action.
I think so. And we have people come to the booth, and they say, well, I'm looking and looking for this, and we don't know what they're looking for. Well, then they have a picture of
the obelisk
from back in the day, and we're like, oh, we're so sorry.
It's not
But
there.
That's where it once was, you know, so yeah. Yeah.
Do people say, you know, why don't you paint it or it looks really ugly or anything?
They always have suggestions and it always comes down to water. Everybody seems to want some sort of water feature because water shows such freedom.
Right.
And I think it's a representative thing that people seem to like. You know, so people always mention water.
Yeah. In the letters we've gotten, we've either had open space or a fountain of some sort, some kind of water feature.
Yes.
And then the critics will come back and say, we can't even keep a water fountain working. Why do you think the fountain would be nice? Because they're afraid it would not be kept up. So that's why open space is nice, because
yeah.
it's just there.
It's
and you
just
can
there.
Sit and you can dance and you can see all the music on the plaza.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, I don't know. I think it would be a great idea. I think it just, something needs to happen
Yeah.
at some point.
Yeah, but I was always thinking of the rail yard and how it was going to be fancy hotels and people stopped that. And by the time they came up with what it was going to be, it took 20 years. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of thinking I might not live to see the box replaced.
Oh, boy, let's hope that doesn't happen. Let's hope that it gets replaced and something great goes in there.
Well, the beauty of the long discussion is that by the time you come to the conclusion, it's usually a wonderful conclusion.
Right.
So if it could happen faster, that would be nice.
That wouldn't be nice, yes. Yeah.
How do you guys deal with, like, political, you know, do people come and try to get you in conversations? We know, why is Santa Fe so liberal, or this is a woke place, or do you hear any of that, or are they just like, you know, where's the bathroom kind of thing?
No, I mean, occasionally you'll get somebody like that, but for the most part, not at all.
Yeah.
You know, they're there to just try to figure out what they're going to do, and they're really relying on us to help them with that.
And how many people are working in the booth at a time?
Two, every shift, and we have two shifts a day.
Oh, wow.
So there are four people a day.
That's a good chunk of time that people spend there.
It is. Oh, yeah. I mean, we plug in probably, we see over 15,000 guests in our season.
And you open in May and close.
And we open in May and close in October.
So right after the Balloon Fiesta, basically.
Right after the Balloon Fiesta.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you notice different types of tourists depending on the year? Like, you know, when the opera opens, maybe they're swankier than other times. Like,
I think when the opera opens, it's girls' time out. You okay. see women from all the states coming in. It's girl time. They come out. They stay in our hotels. They are at dinners, and they're all here for the opera.
Nice.
Yeah. So you see a lot of... You know, when I used to visit here way back in the day, it was a different Santa Fe. It was all about the galleries. It was all about that kind of clientele. And now there are a lot of families that come into Santa Fe. So we've really worked hard to try to figure out, what can our kids do? What can the kids do? We offer a scavenger hunt from our booth. And once they fill out all the things going around town, they get a Santa Fe pin as their prize when they have filled out their form. So kids, our families, are really a big deal. So it's important for us to know, where can they go to lunch that's not going to cost them that much.
Right, and where everyone's not going to sneer at them because they have children.
Because
they
have children.
Right.
Right. So it's a different group of visitors today than even 13 years ago when I started.
Wow, that's interesting. So maybe the city... Do they come and ask you guys, what do we need to do to suit the people we have now? Because I wonder sometimes, are we doing enough for, you know, if we want visitors and we're supposed to be, that's one of our economies, do we do enough to be polite to them, to give them the kind of experiences they want, or do we just rely on what we've always done?
Well, we at Bienvenidos, we are changing it up all the time. I mean, we're very much aware of who our visitor is. So we really tailor our training and the things that we're offering to our visitors because of that. I don't know what the city folks are doing or the state folks are doing in their tourism booths, but we do. We cater, we figure it out. We do this constant training. I bring in guest speakers to our luncheons every single month that are all tourism related. So it's constant training, constant trying to figure out our evolving visitor.
Nice. And I agree with you. I think you can see the ones that are there to buy T-shirts and the ones that are there to take home the great pot and have it mailed ahead, you know, when they've spent, you know, $3,000 in a gallery. It's a definitely many different kinds of people.
So many different kinds. I mean, there's some that are just there, you know, to buy jewelry.
Yes.
And they want to know, where's the best place to buy jewelry? And they want to know, can we buy it from, you know, there at the Palace of the Governors, you know, with the folks there? And, you know, can we bargain with them, or can we, you know, do this or that? So we let them know what is proper,
right,
when dealing with all of that and where to, you know, where to go, what they're doing. But yeah, you have such different clientele, basically.
Yeah. Well, I think that that's a great service that you offer for visitors to Santa Fe and the people of Santa Fe. And on that note, we will be back again next week with another Conversations Different. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much, Inez. I really appreciated this.